We're in Hilchos Yontif, Siman Tavkuf Yud. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel through Hey. Gimel Ein Mesanen HaChardul B'Mesanene Shalo. You are not allowed to strain the mustard in its strainer. Why is that? The reason is because it looks like borer. Because what you do is whatever's left at the end that you don't like, you end up getting rid of. Usually that means subin, there's bran that they have in there. Now borer itself you don't have there because it's all royal achila. All you're trying to do is to make it pure. But the truth is that the whole thing is royal achila. Now if you're not using its mesanenes, the special strainer made for it, then it's mutter. The Magen Avraham writes that it's only necessary to do it in a way that's a shinui, not through the mesanenes, if you could have done it erev yontif. But if you couldn't have done it erev yontif, you're allowed to do it in its strainer. But the Mishneh Berurah doesn't like that because remember the Mechaber Shita is that even that something that's ochel nefesh mamish, even if you could have done it on erev yontif, you don't have to do it on yontif with a shinui. You can do it in its regular way. If he prevents us from using the kli hamiyuchid, then it could not be because it wasn't roy before. It must be for some other reason. In which case, for the Ramah too, even though you couldn't have done an erev yontif, there's still reason why you should have to have this kind of shinui, and that is that it's a mechsika borer. Now further, vein mamatkin also begachelis shel eitz, they used to put it on a hot coal. In order to give it more of a better flavor, I will b'shal matochos mutter. So you're not allowed to put it on a hot coal if it's made of wood, but a hot piece of metal you are allowed to. What's the reason? Because when you put it on a hot charcoal, what it does is it helps extinguish the fire. Even though this is for ochel nefesh, since it was possible to do the mustard yesterday, we would not be matter any kibui. Others say that it is the derech to do that when you use a gacheles shel eitz. That's the normal way to make mustard for a long time. Why in the case of metal isn't mutter? Because there's no kibui daraisa in a gacheles shel mateches. Sif gimel we just did sif dalid. Ein tolin amishmeres biyontif lesanin bashmarim. So what they used to do is stretch out this cloth that they used for straining. They used to stretch it out on top of a keli, and then they would pour the wine over it to let the wine drip out, and it pulls out the citric acid. But you're not allowed to set it up on yontif itself. The reason being, because it is the reason you can't set it up, it looks like you're making an ohel. Whereas if it's set up already, it's ochel nefesh, and you're allowed to strain it. Hoysat luyav omedes mutalit b'shmarim l'sananan. Not only that, but what if you didn't have it prepared before Shabbos, before Yontif? Umarim v'tola osa litin barimonim. You could do a harama. You can go and set up the mishmeres, that cloth, and put pomegranates in it. By the way, the Mishneh Berurah speaks that out. Litin barimonim doesn't just mean you say you're going to do it. You actually have to put rimonim inside it. V'chakach nosin b'shmarim. And after that, you can put the shmarim into it. Hagar v'shar dinei sinun b'yontif kamo b'shabbos. The halachas of Sinan and Yontif are the same as on Shabbos. And what exactly is that? What he's trying to say is that you're not allowed to use a cloth that where it's shayach libun, because pouring the yayin, we're choshish that that's considered washing it. Sifhei, in osin gvina b'yontif. You're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif because cheese making, remember, is the malach of binyan. You're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif because it's even better when you make it erev Yontif. The older the cheese is, the better. Ve'ein ma'amidim chola b'yontif. You're not allowed to go ahead and put the enzyme, the keva, you're not allowed to put that in for the sake of curling the cheese. V'hu adin dein osin chema min ha'chola b'yontif. You're not allowed to make butter from milk on Yontif. Also, because the derech is to do that way in advance, they used to make a lot of cheeses and a lot of butter. So Lamaisa, even according to the Mechaber, just because it was Efshem Rebod Yom, for Ochel Nefesh Mamish, he holds that you're allowed to do it on Yontif. Here, since it's normally done in bulk, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah says that some are matir to have a non-Jew do it, and he says, B'makom tzara gadol, you could be makel, especially if you're afraid that this milk is going to get spoiled if you don't go and turn it into butter or cheese.